This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends. Or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Get in your places, everyone. Places and spaces. It's about that time. It's about that time to go to work. We have a show to create. We have people watching. Can we get a mic check?
Yeah.
See, sure I told you it was time to go to work. Now everybody want to get serious. Hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Jigger the auxiliary cord. Pull the auxiliary out to video one.
What was that? We good?
That was Cat. He tripped over one of his pants legs.
Y'all's is right here.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute.
Like, okay. We got some rubbing.
Check.
How we sounding? Okay. No problem. We working on some.
Y'all doing all right?
Yeah. Blacktastic.
Yeah, I love to hear that. Yeah.
That's black and fantastic mixed together.
Hey, it need to be together.
How are you today? I'm fantastically black.
Ooh. Blacktastically black.
I'm hyperbolically black. Black
is here. That's good or bad.
Blacktastic.
That's good.
Is that rain?
Yeah, it's raining. Mm-hmm.
Bro, I just left Seattle. It rained 24 times while I was there.
God. Yeah, that's Seattle.
I'm so sick of rain. Damn. Almost there.
How's that, Ken?
Yeah, I was out in Seattle too, man. The rain was crazy, but the people were so nice.
They're very nice there. That's what.
It's unexpected too.
Yeah.
Seattle, you don't think. You get there, them people so nice.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Check.
I performed there. I was like, yeah, y'all.
A lot of Bay Area and
everybody good?
Yeah.
Everybody in their places? Really? Everybody good? All right, bet. Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 South Show.
Let's go.
We are here with breaking news and important information today, Clayton.
What we got?
Man, we got some very special guests in the trap with us today. People be in the comments like, oh, you know who you gotta get to stop through? Yeah, man, so I had to reach out to make sure that we got him through the trap. Brother Ben X is in here with us today. Tell us who you brought along with you.
This is my business partner and brother, Brother Farrakhan Muhammad Ali.
Farrakhan Muhammad Ali. How you doing? Welcome to the trap also. Yeah. So what's been going on, man? Give us a brief introduction. You know, introduce yourself to the audience and let them know how we got here.
Well, my name is Brother Ben X.
Yes.
Student at the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. My story is I was born in prison.
Word.
And I have actually 21 biological brothers and sisters. But I only know of six of them. Four of them I know because my mom would take me to, my mom who got me after 10 days old, would take me down there to East Texas to visit them. I always tell that story because the minister said that the way that we was born and shaped in the womb kind of gives us our purpose. So when I think about how I got here as, you know, the founder of Digital Real Estate, helping thousands of people make money online and scale their businesses. And now what we're doing, we're here at the farms. I think it started from that experience because I never wanted to go to school all those times, not want to get up in the morning just to get a degree or diploma and live that same lifestyle working for somebody else and having a job. So my mom, she started me off with, you know, going to Sam's Club and buying me Snickers and honey buns and sell at school. So I didn't sell no weed or no cracker them, but I flipped some honey buns, some Snickers, and Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah. You know, okay. Yeah, you was a little candy man. Yeah, you put the candy lady in your backpack.
Yeah. I started a company called DLW Fly Distributors. So I would come to a company like yourself and say, hey, man, I pass out your podcast flyers for 10 cents a flyer. I was making about $500 a week at the age of 14. Then around 2010, because I'm also a basketball player, I'm an All-American basketball player as well.
Come on, let's go. We were just talking about hopefully.
Yeah. I wish I could stay a couple more days.
Nah, I don't want to get out there with you, not if you're
no All-American. So I started off editing my videos, and that's kind of how I got introduced into making content.
Right.
So although I got 21 biological brothers and sisters, I grew up in a child by my, I grew up in a house by myself.
Oh, okay.
So I would create skits where I'm talking to myself because I'm like, man, I want somebody that I can talk to. So I created videos where I'm sitting right here and this is me sitting right here and I would talk back and forth to myself. And then I was teaching myself how to edit, you know, my highlights. So instead of waiting on Baldur's Life to come do my film at the high school, I would do my own videos. My mom would be in the stands filming. I'd come edit it. If y'all don't want to, you know, get me out there, I get myself out there. So that was my introduction to doing something for myself. Make a long story short, I joined the Nation of Islam in 2015, so I actually had something to offer to our people. So I had a little bit more wisdom to offer, so my videos started to grow because I would do current events and do news, but then I would show how the teachings could have really prevented this situation or help us out of this situation. And people saw me, you know, growing online. So when I dropped out of college, a brother gave me a job and I was working at this school. But around December came, you know, the school is out and I'm only getting paid minimum wage. So I didn't go back to that job. So I got a job at Sterilite. And at Sterilite, I don't know if y'all know what that is, but Sterilite is where you got to make them buckets. So like what you probably put your clothes in with the plastic. I was making that. So the buckets was coming out. I had to put the wheels on the buckets, put in a sticker, long story short, that was a slavery job for me because I'm living in like, I'm actually working in a warehouse job. It's in the summertime with no AC. Then I went to FedEx, and this is kind of when I had my epiphany. I'm throwing all these boxes on the truck, and I said, man, what if I come to work next week and I throw 1,000 more boxes on the truck? If I throw 2,000 more boxes on the truck next week, my paycheck gonna be the exact same. But if I have my own product and my own service, shoot, the more hard I work and the more smart I work, the more money I get paid. So I started to grow on social media, so now I have over 500 million views on Facebook alone. My first YouTube channel that got terminated had over 39 million views. The second one that just got recently terminated about maybe a couple months ago was back up to over 14 million views. So I pretty much created a blueprint to show people how to impact people, how to grow their following online, and how to really monetize their gift. Because many of
what was the violation that they
say was hate speech. But they didn't give me no videos or say why. The second one, they said circumvention of technology, whatever the hell that means, right? I don't know what that means at all. So they literally just terminated the page, no strikes on the channel, no nothing, just deleted it.
So they just put some words together and gave you something. He just circumcised technology. Man, what is you talking about?
So they just deleted something. And I think it's because, of course, I pushed the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and pushed the minister. I'm well known for, you know, spreading the teachings out on social media. But the weight I got, you know, as the digital real estate founder is people just saw me growing, posting online. And I pretty much put together the blueprint. It's called Digital Real Estate.
No, that's what I was going to ask you. What is digital real estate?
So have you heard of in real estate where you get a fourplex, right? They say get you a fourplex and you rent out three and let those three pay for your mortgage. Y'all probably heard that. Well, around that time, people was saying you go do this and you go invest and you put all this money up. But I was saying, man, I'm making $1,000 off one video. Y'all probably know that by now. I'm making $1,000 off one video, $8,000 here off this video. So I said, really, I got over 2,000 properties online. Every time I reshare my video on Facebook, if it's impactful, I'm generating more income. So I have a quote that says, don't focus on passive income, focus on passive impact. Because the more people you impact, the more income will come. So I show people how to develop their own digital products, your own digital assets. So, for example, would y'all ever have a housewarming before allowing, would y'all have a housewarming without having couches, TVs, and at least something to eat in the house?
No.
A housewarming is basically you got this new house.
Yeah.
Probably not. Well, I ask people, why you asking me to follow you? You ain't got nothing for me to follow. Why you asking me to follow you, but you ain't got no content on your page? So I show people how to build up your content, build up your digital assets, and then monetize it. Because the scriptures say your gift will make room for you and bring you amongst great men. Many of us is chasing money, but I think we should be chasing the gift. And if we chase the gift, the money will chase us. So I put that in the platform and lay it out for them.
Yeah. That's hard.
Yeah.
No, that's hard. I'm just...
Yeah. You got to soak that in.
Yeah, man, I mean, social. It's a lot of money on social media.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money on there if you play it right.
Because a lot of people want 1,000 views. Man, I want to get 1,000 views. I want to get 10,000 views. But if I tell you stop, switch from getting 1,000 views to where you impacting 1,000 people. What's 1,000 people times $5? You can give your nephew $5. He going to cuss you out because what am I going to get with $5? Right. But if I'm giving you $5 a month and you giving me something impactful, that's $5,000 a month you have created from your mind. And then it's a lot of people that say, man, I ain't got nothing to offer. I say, man, you lying. You do got something to offer. Even if you've been molested, even if you don't went to prison, even if you done did something wrong, would you rather go to jail or learn from a brother who went to jail?
Easy.
See? Would you rather be molested or be going through a sex trafficking, you know, little circle, whatever the case may be, or learn from a sister and see how did you get in that? That's an ebook.
Right.
You know, I'm willing to pay you so I ain't gotta go through that. And I'm willing to pay you so I don't have to make these mistakes. So God, when he allows us and permits us to go through certain things, you still valuable even though you think you're not worthy. So I always tell people you are what makes you unique. It's only one Carlos. It's only one Clayton. We may be talking about the same thing, but the way you're gonna make it funny, the way you're gonna put your sauce on it, man, I wanna hear your perspective. Because you done been through something different than I have. So your perspective going to impact me, and I'm willing to pay $25 because money is a medium of exchange of value. People buying pictures for $500. You mean you ain't got nothing valuable to give the world for $25? So I see y'all got your own platform now. Yeah, you getting your monetization money, but you also saying, shoot, give me some little money first before you even get to see the full program, that's digital real estate. Then don't let y'all come out with an affiliate program. They say good dope sell itself, right? So if I got some weed or whatever the case may be, I'm going to give it to you. And then what you going to do when you give it to him? You're going to get him, you're going to give him a little discount. Yeah. You know, you're going to cut him in. Well, what's the difference between you doing that in a digital world? So in a digital world is, with y'all platform, let's say it's $9.99. You can say, hey, all my platform subscribers right now, I'm starting an affiliate program and y'all get 30%. Now how many people promoting the program? Now y'all still getting 70%, but everybody else, they getting their 30%. Now I really rock with 85 South Show because y'all putting money in my pocket. I ain't got to make the videos. I ain't got to do the studio. I ain't got to get the guests, but I get to make money off y'all. Now I really love y'all. Now y'all all over the world with affiliate program. Not only y'all making money from the views that y'all got coming in, but everybody below y'all making money too.
You just don't know what you just did. Yep, that pretty much does it for me. Nothing else I want to talk about. You just stupid. Opened up the floodgate,
why you
brother
say that?
Ben. Because now all the people who watch this, even the people who don't have a Facebook page, come on, Lo, come in. You heard what he said.
And I heard you
70-30. Come on now. I can get you people watching this. I be telling everybody. Like, that ain't even what he said, but okay.
But I heard what you said about people copying your content.
Oh, they love it.
So they're screen recording it. Now you giving them a reason not to screen record it. Because if I screen record it, give it to you for free, I don't get my 30%. Now you saving all the people who get to see your profiles or your program for free, and you still getting your 30%. Because why am I going to give it to you for free if I'm going to get 30%? Now you making sure your dad's protected.
Maybe.
Everybody ain't going to want to
steal it. They still going to steal it. They still going to steal it. I think it's just personal.
It ain't never personal.
You sure?
Yeah. They was
what if they just that. Addicted to it and they can't stop? I got to upload this for them. 16,000 people need to see this.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. This is the craziest stuff ever. Because we can have, like you said, they can find all the violations for, you know, organic content, but they can't stop the spam, the robots.
Yeah.
Piracy.
Yeah.
They blow up my page. I can't even see real comments no more.
That's what I hate. And they only really, I don't see that on white people's page. I don't know. I don't be on a lot of white people's page, but a lot of times it seems like we got a lot of, if it's digital real estate, they put digital graffiti. You know what I'm saying?
They're trying to run the value of our,
you know what I'm saying?
Digital
what
property
yeah.
down.
Yeah. You trying to talk about, you know, it'd be the little freaky girls, or it'd be little, you know, let me show you how to make, man, stop. Get off my comments. Let the real people speak.
Am I cute?
Yeah.
No.
Watch my new video. Lady.
Don't check my story.
Right. Why? They don't do that on other people's page, man.
It's the program they got black people set up in.
Oh, they got us.
They got eyes on a different hard drive. But that's neither here nor there.
Ain't no virus protection on that.
Right.
On our server.
You said this your business partner.
Yes, sir. Yeah, go ahead.
How did y'all start doing business together?
I'll lead you up into. So he was doing something called the 100 Acre Project, basically striving to get 100 acres and pooling resources with brothers and sisters. And we was getting 27 acres of land and he needed one more person. So I told him, man, check your DM. And I was the last person. And the way that he explained the concept was, you know, we buy together collectively with unity, so one person ain't got to put $100,000 down on some land or $50,000 on some land. And if we need to get some cows versus one person paying $6,000 or $8,000, we put all the money up together. If we need to get a tractor, which we got our own excavator now, man, if it's $50,000 and we got 100 people, man, everybody put up, you know, split it even. And with what I do with digital real estate, I said, man, I think we can scale this. And our first goal was to get 500 acres by the end of last year. It's been 9 months since we've been in business, and thus far we got over 1,600 acres of land. We got over 1,600 acres of land. We have our own chocolate bars, 200 acres in Ghana. So the chocolate is literally, you can go look at it on our Instagram. So I got our own chocolate bars being made in Ghana. We have our own micro community, which here going to, that already got 15 living spaces. We have a couple of people that are actually living on the land. here shortly. So I just saw what he was doing, man, with the land coming from the blueprint of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad: buy land, do something for yourself, self-sustain, and then sell the surplus. And with the digital real estate that I do, I said, man, it's let's unite versus me trying to do what he's doing and he trying to do what I do. Let's collaborate and take it to the next level. So you can take it from there.
That's what's up.
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly what happened.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I came to Atlanta, I was looking for land, and it was so expensive trying to do it by myself. I said, why would I take $150,000? Gotta buy the land, I gotta milk the cow, I gotta farm the land, I'm gonna be out there all day sweating, you know, like a slave, trying to do all this just to provide food, clothing, and shelter for myself. What about my brother? What about my sister? So I said, well, let me make some phone calls. I called my brother, I said, hey, would you like to go half with me on some land? He said, well, how does it work? I said, well, you put up half the money, you own half the land. He was like, all right, great. But the property I wanted to get was still too expensive. So I said, let me call another person. So by the end of the day, I had five people. I said, listen, we pay five ways. We divide up the property five ways. Any money we make, we split five ways. How you gonna say no to that? As long as you trust the person that's calling you. So they said, yeah, sign me up. So I was like, man, we need one more person. So the next day I put it on Facebook. And when I put it on Facebook, somebody messaged me and said, well, I have 100 acres if you want it. I said, call me. The next day we talked. They said, I'll sell you 100 acres. I said, listen, I don't need 100 acres. What am I gonna do with that? I said, but I know our people need a community. I know we need to grow our own food. I know we need to teach our own children. I know we need to secure our own neighborhood and raise our families the way we want to raise them. And so they said, all right, well, if you do that, we'll give you the 100 acres if you're going to use it to build a community for Black people. And I said, okay, bet, let's do it. I don't know if they knew it was going to take off the way it did. So I put that back on social media, and thousands of people reached back out. Like, within 24 hours, I was overwhelmed with responses. So me being a student at Honorable Miss Lewis Farrakhan, organization is key. That happens to be my background, is organizing. So I said, okay, I need to set up Zoom calls, I need to make a website, we need to talk, we need to go over bylaws. And so first thing people wanted to know was, what was the rules? I said, well, the Honorable Miss Lewis Farrakhan wrote a book called The Restrictive Law of Islam Is Our Success. And it's real simple. It's no gambling, no touching on sisters, no stealing, real simple stuff. But sometimes simple things, we get lost in the gray area, we get confused. So I just took it right out the teachings. I said, these are the laws of the community. And then as people asked questions, I had to answer them, you know? And then if I didn't have an answer, I would go find it. Because some people say, hey, I don't want a litter, but I want to help. So then I had this other list of people that wanted to offer skills. Oh, I know how to take care of cows. I got old tractor equipment. I got, my grandfather left me land. Do y'all want that? I'm like, wow. So we set up all these different groups and calls, and we had the 100 acres, but it wasn't suitable for the community that we wanted to build after looking further into it. So we started looking for other property. That's how we found the 27-acre property. My brother Ben X came on. I put it on Instagram. And he said, like you said, check your DM. And we talked like the next day or the same day immediately. And when he heard the numbers, obviously it makes sense. Who's going to say no? But at that time it was only dozens of people, maybe a couple hundred. And just like he said, bro, we can scale this. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. I said, all right, let's do it, you know? And so that's what we did. And once again, it just, I don't want to say blew up, but expanded very rapidly, extremely fast, faster than I think we may have been expecting. But once again, we're students at Honorable Miss Lewis Farrakhan. We spent 10 years working on ourselves, trying to stop lying, trying to stop cheating, trying to stop stealing, trying to stop smoking and drinking and gambling. So we are, I'm not going to say we're ready, but we're trained to handle our people. We love our people. So when they come, we handle them with love. We treat them the way we want to be treated. People say, what's their religion? And the religion, Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, the best religion is to treat people the way you want to be treated, to do unto others as you would have them do unto yourself. Who's going to say no to that? Y'all are looking out for all people, and all we got to do is not lie, cheat, and steal. All we got to do is not, you know, blow weed in your face. You know what I'm saying? Just respect our neighbor. Sign me up. It's equitable terms. It's equal ownership. It's a no-brainer. So my brother came on.
He was smoking weed over there.
The guilt. He was trying to hold it.
He almost died. He almost died.
He talking about me. My man, ain't nobody tell me. Why I say something?
Oh. Yeah, and it took my partner out, man.
My bad.
Nah, you good.
So that was the concept. And so people reached out from all over the world, man. All over the world, primarily Africa, the motherland. People like, man, I got 100 acres, I got 300 acres, I got olives coming, man, we...
Olives?
Olives coming from Egypt, bro. We got sea moss coming from Zanzibar. We got cocoa coming from Ghana. Brother, our people are so ready. They just need equitable terms. They really just need to be treated right, treated with care and love and a high level of respect And then once you get the people, you organize them. So me and my brother, he's a master at attracting our people. God has blessed him with attractive power, and he's articulate, he's good at it, he enjoys it. Anwar Elijah Muhammad said, whatever you're good at, whatever you enjoy doing is most likely what you were born to do. So he gets our people by the thousands. Me, because I have a deep desire for us to go free, for us to live free and independent lives, to love one another and grow the way the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan taught me. He restored my faith in myself and God and helped me become a better person. I want to scale that. I want to scale being reformed and retrained into a decent human being. So when he gets our people, we handle them properly and we organize them. And so from that, we put together a little team. It's only a few of us, you know, handful of people, but with the right minds and love in your heart, you can do anything with a few people. So that's how we got to this point.
That's awesome. That's
awesome. Nothing wrong with that at all. Yeah.
Seems to be a very pure message.
So y'all own properties here and Africa, or it's just, yeah?
Yeah, so people have given us property.
Yeah, like, okay.
Literally giving it to us.
That was 100 you said, and then, yeah.
That one, we got 20 in Texas. We got five. So sometimes we can do a partnership. So let's say your grandma left you 25 acres. You don't want to sell it, but you don't want to sit in there either. So we got people in Texas that want land. We got people with land that's not doing nothing. So like Uber, we just put them together, and we form a partnership contract. We don't take ownership. We make an initial investment. We get a certain number of people. We split the profits. So everybody wins. So we got 5 acres in Dallas we're working on, 20 acres in West Texas, 3 acres in Florida, 43 acres in Arkansas, about 700-800 acres in Georgia. Yeah.
Nice. So,
and then we can get into, we're actually building a community as a blueprint, like the 100-acre project. But this time with Brother Ben, and it's a little more well-developed, well-put-together, so we're actually building an entire sustainable community right here in Georgia.
Well, that's awesome.
Awesome, man.
How's it going, though, as far as the process?
Great. Great. It's going
great. Yeah, it's
great.
Just, you know, there's always gonna be ups and downs, man, but what we wanted to do differently was document the process, because I'm naturally a filmmaker as well.
Yeah.
You know, I know how to document it, put it out there, because I know our people off time, when you're giving them money, they skeptical these days. Man, what this nigga finna do with my money?
Yeah.
That's thousands of dollars. So for me, I said, man, I think the best way for us to do this and scale it is to be transparent as possible. Cause we already scared. Oh man, they bombed us down there in Tulsa. You know, all this, why are we gonna do this? Well, people always say, well, what you gonna do if they bomb it? What you gonna do if they bomb you at your house?
Yeah.
What you gonna do if they come shoot up and put a bomb in your house? Nothing, I'm dead. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna die and go in the grave. But the minister said, man, listen, we gonna die anyway. So you might as well die striving to do something for your people.
Right.
Striving to be impactful, because I believe that's what true eternal life is. It's not my physical body, because this is a finite body that's going to go back into the ground. But, you know, they say that if I impregnate a woman or you impregnate a woman, you live on through that child, right? But what if I impregnate your mind? And then now you are passing that knowledge and you passing those seeds to other people. Now I'm living on through other people. So the Quran says, speak not of those who are slain in the way of Allah is dead. No, they're not dead. You just comprehend not. So the knowledge that they have given us from the past, all of our great leaders, if we living on that and we are doing something that's effective and sustainable from what they said, they're alive in us. So I'm saying all that to say, we want to do something different. And we denied all donations. So a lot of people was like, man, I love this process. Man, I love what y'all doing. Let me donate. And we said, no, we don't want no donations. We said we wanted to do what we could do with our own money first, with our own efforts first, with our own organizing first. Then you put fuel to the fire. Because a lot of times, man, we are getting money for ideas. And we want to have meetings about meetings. And I don't like meetings about meetings about another meeting.
Not me either.
I'd rather just execute.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I wanted y'all to see the execution. So when we traveling, you see the traveling, you see the time. Flights ain't free, obviously. Hotels ain't free, obviously. So we got to pay to do these type of things, man. We got to go look at the land. We got to get the soil tested. So we let everybody know how much we're paying for the members. You know, what's being paid for. Let them know the site map and that things is coming. But the main thing that we're doing is documenting the whole process. So we have to go clean up the land. What was that, Friday or Sunday? Mm-hmm. You know, we documented that to let the people know, hey, man, we cleaning it up. We documented us uprooting the floor. We're going to put the new floor in. So everything is documented so that y'all can follow the process and see what's going on. So I think with that, and we have had a situation with 63 acres. We put it out there, or we allow some people to come see it who wasn't landowners yet. Mm-hmm. So we learned some lessons from that. And they lied. They started calling the agent saying, hey, man, these ain't good people. You know what I mean? They doing a GoFundMe. We ain't got no GoFundMe, but they doing a GoFundMe to get the land. Don't sell it to them. So do you know that they changed their mind and decided not to sell it to us? Wow. Or they was, you know, doing all kind of things. Mm-hmm. Guy came through right down the street. How many acres was that?
350.
Better land, great pricing right down the street, and we end up locking that in through Unity as well. So it's been some, you know, hiccups, people trying to stop us here and there. There's fake Here Out the Farms pages, so our only page is Here Out the Farms. They're already inboxing people from other pages, DMing them, talking about buy land with me, pay me through Cash App, all kind of crazy stuff. But it's been going pretty smooth thus far, man. We got a lot of like-minded individuals. People are real excited to help out because this is something that they've been waiting on, you know, just having a vehicle where I can unite and do something for myself without religious game banging. The minister said we'd be intellectually masturbating. Because we go through a debate and we done debated 10 minutes and I feel good that I done proved the brother wrong and I'm in the same condition you in.
Right.
You Christian, I'm Muslim, or I'm Christian and you Muslim. I'm saying you wrong and you wrong. The minister said, look here, your mother said 3 + 4 = 7. Yours says 6 + 1 = 7. Mine says 7 + 0 = 7. And because we got different equations, we argue with each other online to try to see who the best. He said, if you get down to the root knowledge, not the branch knowledge, you'll see, hey man, we got different equations, but we all getting to the same answer, 7.
Yeah.
And so what we've been able to do is say, hey man, like he said, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, the best religion is to do unto others as you want done unto yourself.
Right.
And a Muslim simply means one who submits their will to do the will of God. So if you Hebrew Israelite or you whatever the case may be, and you still believe in God, as long as you submitting your will to do the will of God, that's literally what a Muslim is. So we know who you are, but you can call yourself what you want to.
Right. Yeah.
That's heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dropping that game, Ben X.
Yeah.
It's dropping too.
You
that makes sense, Tommy. So when you say intellectual masturbating, it just sounds crazy.
Stuff like that,
but it is crazy, and that's what people do all day.
Yeah, because you know you feel good, but it's unproductive.
Right.
So
right.
I got that nigga with the collision. He
come on.
A quote.
Yeah.
All right, now what? You going back to the same empty refrigerator I'm going to?
Right. Yeah.
So if there's no progress, man, the minister say that's just simple without substance.
Got to make progress.
Yeah.
And that's what this whole platform right here is about, man. It's all about putting the information out and letting people, you know, pick and choose what they want to hear.
Let me ask you this. How did y'all come up with the name 85%?
Because we knew that it wasn't going to be accepted by everybody. Mm. We didn't need everybody to watch our show. We know 100%. You can never approve everything. Like, people, we get more dislikes than likes.
Yeah.
But the people that we talking to, we already excluded the people that we're not talking to. Mm.
You know what's funny about that?
Yeah.
We have some lessons. And in our lessons in the nation, we have the 5%, the 85%, and the 10%. And the 5% are those who understand the reality of God and know that there's not some spook God and that you are God. You got force and power within you. You have the ability to have a thought in your mind and really bring it into existence. So when we hear this Bible quote where it says, God said, being it is, that's what y'all did. I'm pretty sure this podcast was first just a thought. And, so, and one of y'all, you the host, right? You started this in his mind. It was just a thought in his mind. Then he had to will it into existence like the guy does. Exactly. 85% of those who are dumb, deaf, and blind, these are the ones who are being manipulated by the 10% bloodsuckers of the poor. So they understand the reality of God, and they understand cause and effect, but they gonna give them trichnology to get them to, you know, continue to live their savage life. So to hear you say that, we already understand the majority of people not gonna understand, and you going just to those people, I feel like y'all are doing that work as a 5%er. You know, y'all bringing people on the platform that can give them knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, but you know, majority of them probably gonna dislike it. But he said that's the work, because he said this was the hardest job given to man, giving life to the dead. You know, you ever tried to raise a dead man from the grave?
You can't do it.
Yeah, man. pretty hard. But think about it, we the dead people. If you ever went to a funeral, which I'm sure y'all have, who dressed the man in the casket?
What's it called?
Somebody else did, right?
Yeah.
Who put his shoes on?
Yeah, somebody else.
Yeah, who dressed up his hair and made him look good?
Yeah. Mortician.
So think about us as a people. Who growing our food for us? Who clothing us?
Right.
You know, who housing us? Somebody else is. So we're dead people. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said he wanted to give life to the dead and make us living people to get up and do something for ourselves instead of depending on white people. The minister said white people is actually no longer the problem. He said it's the fear of white people that's the problem. We scared to go out and do something for ourselves. We scared to go out and build for ourselves because we're afraid that they're going to kill us. Right. We're gonna die anyway. And if we do die, all right, cool. But if I put the idea we're not cool. I say cool because
it's gonna happen.
We're gonna die anyway.
It's got to happen.
Yeah, we're gonna die anyway. Cool. I didn't mean to make it that light. But if I put the idea out there and millions of people have the same idea, now they don't know what to do because now you got to kill the idea. Mm-hmm. But it's already in millions of minds.
Yeah, you can't kill it. It's harder to kill an idea than it is.
Good point to say fear, because one of the first things that comes up when you talk about land, separation, providing our own food, clothing, and shelter is fear. First thing that comes up, how are we going to do it? Why are we going to be out there by ourselves? How many weapons are we going to have? What are white people going to do? And one thing I noticed is that our people are only like, you know, when we're fearful like that, it's a condition. It's not who we actually are. Because after having a brief conversation with them, they start to lose the fear because courage is passed down. So the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he's so courageous and brave. Now you got people like me walking around. I poke my chest out. You know what I'm saying? I don't laugh if it ain't funny. You know what I'm saying? Because Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us, man, you got nothing to be afraid of. He done told Satan everything there is to tell him. He done told the devil everything there is to tell him. And he's been unscathed up until now. He's a fearless black man. It's not many of those walking around here. So he transfers that to us. And now we walking around here like, We're sharing that and projecting that to our people. So when they come to here after farms, they may come slightly afraid, but by the time we done talking to them, they ready to go, they ready to live, they ready to farm, they ready to bring their babies. And when they get out to the land, man, it's unbelievable how our people, all we need, man, is a better environment. That's it. We are amazing people. We're literally the builders of civilization. We are the leaders of the entire world. The black men of America,
where's the farm?
So it's we got 450 acres in Sandersville. And when we got that property under contract, we didn't know that it had a whole micro community inside of it.
What you mean?
So it had 15 tiny homes in the middle of it. So the seller, they were hunters. They were leasing the land and they had built a little community. So he told them, you got 60 days to get out. I sold the land. But they approached us because we had a man on the ground. Once again, using that unity, we had a man on the ground. They approached us through him and said, well, it's cheaper for us to sell it to you guys for hardly nothing than it is for us to break it down and try to take it somewhere. So we bought an entire 15 tiny home community for pennies on the dollar. We got some houses for $500.
What?
Yeah, they livable. We got some for $1,500. We documented this, I know. So, well, our people,
toilets flushing everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's hard. You see the little tiny homes on all the HGTV, that's all the, they going crazy.
Electricity, bathrooms, kitchens. We got a brother that moved from Phoenix. He just moved on to the land already. We just closed on the land. He already moved, him and his wife and his four children. He in there right now as we speak, redoing the floor. And he feels good because look what he can show his wife and children. As a man, he got his own home, he got his own land. If he need to feed his babies, he don't have to beg the white man to feed his children and give them poison and GMO and
food by zip code like Dr. Westy been saying. He can go out there and put a seed in the ground and teach his babies how to be a man, how to grow and do what God told you to do as a man. So it's the environment. When you change a person's environment, you change their nature. And our people literally just need that new environment and we get a whole new nature. Yeah.
Real.
Yeah. I ain't gonna say I gotta go to the bathroom.
Can
you get them books right there?
I was just gonna ask you to give me your top five books.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you some of them right here.
Oh, beautiful.
So this is our gift to you on behalf of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and here at the Farms. That book right there is called How to Eat to Live.
Okay.
Show you how to eat, how to fast, how many days you know you eat. Like we eat one meal a day. The Fall of America, a lot of stuff that's going on right now, you can get right directly from that book.
Uh-huh.
This is Our Savior Has Arrived. And then this one, I'm pretty sure y'all may have heard of this and seen Muhammad Ali and all that with these books. Message to the Black Man.
Thank you, brother.
So that's our gift to y'all. So those are my top
four. Nah, thank you.
Right there. And then another one would be Closing the Gap by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And then outside of the nation, I would say this book called Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah,
because it talks about, you know, just how to think and, man, how to really manifest it from our mind and really tap into your gift that you already have and the riches that you already have from within yourself and just bring it out, you know.
Give me your top five books.
Top five? I would say we got something as registered Muslims in Nation Islam called the Supreme Wisdom. And that right there allows you to develop a mathematical theology. It gets you out of an idea waiting on a mystery God to provide food, clothing, and shelter for you. But it allows you to tap into the God within and connect him to the creator or the God without and solve your own needs and solve your own problems. So it says, will you sit at home and wait for that mystery God to provide you food? It says emphatically, now we've searched for that mystery God and we have not found one. Therefore, we've concluded that the Son of Man is God. So it forces you to get up. It has clear instructions on how to move, how to carry yourself, how to protect yourself, who to listen to, who not to listen to. It breaks down to 85, 10, and the 5. Clearly, where you can say, like Jay-Z said, what percentage are you? The percentage you don't understand is higher than the percentage you do. That's a clear reference to the 85, 10, and 5 in the Supreme Wisdom lessons given to us by Master Far Muhammad to his servant, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad at that time in the 1930s. So I would say that book right there is pretty much the foundation for the entire life that I was able to build for myself, starting with less than nothing and being able, by God's grace and permission, to build a life on the Word of God, the Supreme Wisdom. I would say that's number one, first and foremost.
Okay, bet. Brother Ben X, what can we find you online to get some more knowledge and all of that type of stuff?
Brother Ben X on everything. So that's Instagram, Twitter, podcast, YouTube, and if y'all are interested in my program, I'm about to drop it again soon, www.digital4real.com, so digitalforreal.com. And I encourage them to check out all the testimonials. Many people are paying thousands of dollars for these programs and ain't really getting much out of it. So I like to leave with impact, so y'all can check out all the testimonials on the page and things of that nature. Other than that, man, Brother Ben X on all platforms.
Where can they find you?
So I'm Brother Farrakhan, but I've been shadow banned, so you can't at me on Instagram.
No, we're going to find you anyway.
Oh, we're going to get you up out of that, man.
Yeah, for sure. I'm at Brother Farrakhan on Instagram, Facebook. I don't have a YouTube. Yeah, I'm working on it.
You got to get that digital real estate up.
Yeah. Absolutely, that's a fact. And then also, we on Instagram as at Hereafter Farms. One word, Hereafter Farms.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped. streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family. Or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We got any questions in the room?
You keep one.
What you got?
Being like your faith, what's some of the misconceptions people have? They got all types of misconceptions about Muslim faith. And then tend to call people black Muslims,
you know,
when you're just a Muslim.
Yeah. I think one of the misconceptions about us being Muslims is maybe that we oppress women, you know, because of what they saw in like movies and things of that nature. But in fact, if you go look at, you know, Dr. Sister Ava Muhammad, she's the national spokesperson for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So the women are free in the Nation of Islam. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said the home is her base, but not her place. But when you do have children, you know, that is the first, you know, priority. Another thing I think is all we do is sell bean pies and newspapers. Yeah, that's why everybody laughs, right? But inside of that newspaper is news and something that can really save your life. People say, what do the nation offer? Now, you got brothers who are into real estate. It's proven that I have helped thousands of people make money and start businesses and scale. But the most important thing that we can give you is knowledge. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, wealth, generational wealth starts with knowledge. If I give you $10,000 right now, $50,000 right now, you'll say, oh man, that's a good brother. But if you got a nigga mind, what you finna go do with it? You finna waste it, because you got no plan, you got no blueprint, you got no strategy, you don't know what to do with it. So I've seen it happen, a brother giving $10,000 and lost it, didn't even know what he did with it. Because your subconscious mind is not even ready for that type of money. So again, money is only a byproduct. So what we offer is knowledge, man. When it comes, I'm pretty sure Brother Reason talked about the vaccines on here, right? Well, a lot of the things that people was using and sharing to combat that was in the Final Call newspaper. A lot of things about conflict resolution is in that Final Call newspaper. A lot of our people are obese, overweight, don't know how to eat. Every Final Call newspaper that y'all read, if y'all open it up, there's a section called How to Eat to Live, teaching you how to eat to live. And the bean pie got a navy bean in it. A lot of y'all, pretty much all of us, got our cell phones in our hands. Or bias. Well, y'all pretty sure y'all know that that cell phone has got radiation that's going out, right? The Navy bean fights radiation. The minister said that during Savior's Day a couple years ago that, you know, the Navy bean helps you fight radiation. So the Navy bean soup and the bean pies, they actually good. It's like an upgraded sweet potato pie. But it got ingredients in it that's coming to save you, man. So I think that's a big misconception of the nation that all the brothers do is, you know, sell papers and bean pies. But you'll be surprised, some of the brothers who sell papers actually making probably more money than you at your job. I know a brother right now in California got big paper, and all he do is sell the Final Call newspaper and, you know, the bean pie. And then they say something about we out there, and he got you out there in them suits. And it's hot outside. You ain't never said nothing about your nephew outside in 90-degree weather playing Pop Warner football.
Right.
So what's wrong with me having a suit on to come deliver a message to my people that's going to save them? But let me be a sports player going D1. I can have on all kind of pads, face shield, can barely breathe. That's my nephew going to Texas, going to Duke.
But damn, he's
strong.
Black
man out there who ain't. It's actually not as hot as you think. When you got the black suit on, it actually stops the sun from hitting your skin directly. So we don't be as hot as y'all maybe think we are. So yeah, those are some things that I would probably think of and say.
One more other thing. Talk about the discipline too. The discipline. A lot of people that I know that are Muslims are very disciplined, more than most people I know.
Well, I believe that we are disciplined not only because we are giving knowledge of self. The minister says knowledge of self leads to love for self. And love for self leads to respect for self. When you get that Bentley, you don't put 87 in no more, do you?
Yeah,
you, when you got that 1999 Altima that mama passed down, you can let somebody sit on the hood, we sitting on the trunk, but let you finally get that Bentley, you treat it a little different. Well, when you get knowledge of yourself and you realize you more worthy than the Bentley, you put different gas in your body. You know, that you put different food in your body, you put different food in your head, you allow different things to go in. And another thing is that we have a system to where when I joined the Nation of Islam, I raised my hand and said, this is what I want to do. So now I'm held accountable to what I said I want to do. So it's not one of those religions where I'm going to just choose when I come to work. I don't go to bedside Baptist or not choose when I go to work, choose when I come to the mosque. We got study group on, you got FOI class on Monday. We got class on Wednesday. We got self-improvement on Friday. And then we got the meeting on Sunday. If I don't show up, ain't no, all right, Sister Samantha didn't show up today. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Walaikum salam. Hey, man, where you at? Why you didn't come? Oh, man, I was doing something. What was you doing? See?
Yeah.
Because if I say I raise my hand and I'm going to be held accountable to this, it shouldn't be nothing wrong with you calling me. So we're military. Right. So when you don't come to class or you don't show up for a certain period of time, you went AWOL. Now you got to take processing over again.
Right.
So, you know, we don't know what happened to your mind. So we got to, you know, check on you. So a lot of men, man, haven't been put in a position where they got to be held accountable. You know, you think, oh, because I'm 18, I got a mustache and I'm grown now. You know, I think that's why a lot of us in the condition that we in, because if I'm the only person that's holding me accountable, all I got to do is have that wicked thought. Oh, you good? And now I'm justifying it. So the minister said, devil is deceptive intelligence, rationalizing disobedience. In other words, I know what I'm doing is wrong, but I'm finna try to justify it real quick. So that thought in your mind is that snake that it's talking about in the garden that's in your mind, that's in your head, that's telling you, hey man, God just trying to keep you away from the fun. You can go over here and do this. Hey man, don't eat pork. Here it come. Shoot, my grandmama lived up, 90, she ate pork. See, now you starting to justify eating bad. Now you starting to justify doing the wrong thing. So when you are in the military and you actually call when you're doing something wrong, just to call, it ain't like somebody gonna beat you or paddle you, but just the fact that somebody is calling you when you wanna live righteously and you striving to be upright, that's why we striving to be upright. Don't think cause you coming to the nation or just cause we got these suits and bow ties on that we perfect. Man, we mess up just like everybody else. The nation is a hospital for sick people. So we there and we striving and we growing just like y'all. So when we say striving to be upright, hey man, I make mistakes just like you make mistakes, but if I'm striving to do right, just getting a phone call from my brother to check in and check me real quick is what get me back on the right path. So I believe that's why, you know, we discipline. You know, in basketball, you know, you do something wrong, the coach gonna check it. You do something wrong, your teammates gonna check it. In our world, man, we just out here, man, and we have nobody checking us, man, until we die. Oh, man, he was out there living bad. Oh, she was out there. You've been knowing that. But right. there was never no checks and balances in there to where you can correct them. They was living free. And in this world, we're taught that this is Satan's world. So you got the strip club open, damn near 7 days a week in some places. You know, fentanyl everywhere. You got access to it. So we got to separate. That's why in here at the farms, we want to have our own community because we got to separate. So when you separate, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, you never have to condemn a dirty glass. Just put a clean one next to it. Give them another option.
I'm going to add something to that real quick, if you don't mind. When I first joined the Nation of Islam, I said, I'm going to give this 6 months. I'm going to do everything they tell me to do for 6 months because I want to make sure this works or doesn't work. I don't want to like halfway it and then not understand what happened. So I came up under the discipline the brother's talking about. And within 6 months, my life had completely transformed. Completely transformed. But the interesting thing about it is that where can you go and get trained and develop discipline to take orders from another black man? The Nation of Islam training is so unique because, yeah, it's a military, but everybody in that military is a black man. So we're being engineered to take instructions from black men. We're being engineered to be trained by black men. We're being engineered to live in our own nation, to be governed by our own nation. This is a training ground for leaders. This is a training ground for captains and lieutenants. This is the only black military that you can come to in the name of God and be reformed and remade into an upright black man. So that's another thing that I noticed really from a personal perspective was it really allowed me to get into a whole new mindset of interacting with my brothers, accepting the truth from my brother, and functioning in a highly organized capacity with other black men, which is something I had never experienced before.
And another thing is when it comes to the discipline, y'all ever played sports before? Like, have you ever had an early basketball game or early football game? And when you had that football game, you was up and you was hyped listening to music before, right? But you notice how when you gotta go to school, it take you a while to get up. Why is that? So for me, I think another thing that helps us with the discipline, because when it came to basketball, I was disciplined. I'm up, I'm at all the practices, I'm doing my workouts. Even after practice, I'm in there still shooting because I see myself in the picture. I had a video that went viral, always said, the minister said, if I took a picture of this whole room and I showed y'all the phone, who the first person you gonna look for?
You.
You're gonna look for you. He said, our people are not interested in the education today and what we offering, talking to other people, because they don't see themselves in the picture. So when you come into the nation, you learn who is the original man. Man, the original man is the Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, God of the universe. So I'm learning, man, I'm this powerful. So now I'm interested in doing better. I'm interested in myself. I have this knowledge of self. Me learning about myself is fun. So now because I like it like I like basketball, I like it like I like college, I see myself in the picture. See, going to the NBA, that's what I saw. So I was doing whatever it took to get there. Now I see myself doing godly things. I see myself doing big things for the community. So that allows me to stay disciplined because if I know, because I know if I do something wrong, I'm gonna go to jail. I do something wrong, I'm gonna get killed or whatever the case may be. I had this mindset playing basketball. Man, if I don't get my grades right, I ain't gonna be able to play basketball. Man, if I skip school, I'm not gonna be able to play basketball. So I think a lot of us don't have a mission in life. The minister said we walking around, man, without an aim and a purpose. So until you discover what your purpose is and your aim is, it's hard for you to have direction. Imagine you picking up your phone. Have you ever picked up your phone and Siri just started giving you directions?
No.
Be crazy, right?
Yeah.
It'll be crazy if I'm driving down the road and I let my window down. I say, hey, Clayton, how do I get to what's the name? What you gonna say? How do I get to whatchamacallit?
Man, you better Google that.
Man, yeah.
Well, what is it to Google if I didn't put a destination in?
Yeah.
So it ain't until you put a destination into your GPS until you get some direction from Siri.
Gotcha.
So that's how I look at it, man. A lot of us don't have that destination in it. So now when you see this picture, man, and you see yourself in the picture and you see these great things, I want to build a nation. Man, we got to build hospitals. We got to build businesses. Now I got my destination in, and now I can stay disciplined with my direction.
That's real. Yeah.
Well, that's dope, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate you stopping through the trap and blessing us with this good knowledge, man.
Nah, thank you, yeah. Yeah,
no problem. Definitely. Much success to you and keep pushing that digital real estate, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, and the real estate.
Y'all NFTs yet?
Nah.
Yeah, I think y'all
I'm still trying to get some money in this world.
Well, I think y'all can do something with the NFTs as well. You know, y'all can do your own research, but with the NFT, it's a non-fungible token, and it's a digital asset as well. And the power of it, like, let me give you an example. Let's say, for example, y'all selling an NFT and it costs, you know, 500 in Ethereum or something like that. Only those people who have access or bought the actual NFT could get access to the website that offers y'all y'all video. But y'all do physical shows. So y'all can say, if you got this particular NFT, then when you buy this NFT, only people that can get into our physical shows to meet Carlos,
yeah,
to maybe do such and such and so on. So y'all got to have this NFT. Then y'all got a higher package. This higher package is for black businesses. So now this is 2 Ethereum. So that's probably like 8,000, 4,000, whatever it costs. And with this one, you get access to be on the podcast once a quarter or once a year. So why is it powerful? Why won't y'all just do it through a website? Well, with the NFTs, if the more y'all grow and get bigger, the more valuable the NFT is going to be, because y'all only got maybe 10 NFTs. So it's like the dollar or any other currency. As it starts to drop in supply, the demand or the price of it goes up, right? So here's the killer part. With NFTs, y'all can have a royalty put on it. So let's say I bought the NFT and it's $4,000 or whatever the case may be, and now it done went up. Y'all in a bigger space, y'all got more perks or whatever the case may be, y'all audience is bigger, so being on the podcast is more worthy. Now I can flip that same NFT that I got for $4,000, maybe now it's worth $10,000. But not only do I get paid, y'all get paid too, because you can put 10% royalties on there, 20% royalties on there. So let's say at one point y'all got this package and now it's $50,000. And y'all may say, man, anybody gonna pay $50,000, but the more bigger y'all get and the more access, let's say y'all got some shows, and now this particular NFT, y'all gonna have Kevin Gates there or whoever y'all like, whoever a big artist is, and everybody who got this NFT is gonna be at the 85% show, and y'all get to meet our special guests in the back. Only the people that got this NFT. Well, I done already utilized my NFT. I done met, man, this person. I done met this rapper. I'm finna sell mine. But now we're selling for $50,000. But remember, y'all got that 10% or that 20% royalty. So y'all get paid off of all the resales as well. So that's just the power of, you know, NFT.
That's what I've been telling him, dog. I told him that, dog. Thank you for reinforcing. You know, you had a few more words that made it sound better.
Man, don't worry.
I might have messed up on fungible, so I might have called it a fungible. I don't know. But you got it. But that does make sense, because every time you sell, you can still get something. Like, if you just
look into it.
Yeah.
Okay? I look into it. Come on, man.
See?
You talking about tokens, I'm talking about cash.
So it is the cash.
It's a cash token.
In perpetuity.
Yeah.
They paying crypto.
See?
Yeah.
I want cash.
Yeah.
What makes you want the cash over the crypto? I'm not saying you should do the crypto over the cash. Just
because, hey man, cash ain't never let us down.
Yeah.
Not one time.
Well, you can trade right your crypto into the cash.
Nah, man. I've had enough trouble at the regular bank.
That's a fact.
Yeah,
where you can't put your own money out, huh?
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, man, I can't even get cash now.
Have you ever heard of private banking?
Yeah, I heard of it.
What you know about it?
It's private.
They got life insurance policy.
Yeah.
So inside
I just look like this.
Yeah, so inside of your life insurance policy, you may know, with the right policy setup, you can actually borrow from yourself.
Tell them.
From your own bank.
I know.
Yeah. So you can borrow money from your own bank, and you ain't got to worry about them not giving you $10,000 when you go to the bank. And you withdraw it tax-free.
Yeah.
And it still grows at 4 to 8% as if you never put it out.
Yeah, it does.
You know, that's one of the interesting things with Hereafter Farms is because a lot of this you already know. A lot of this stuff our people don't know. So one key part Hereafter Farms is people say, well, how can I be a part? And we like, and they think it's just land. Like, oh, how can I buy an acre? And we're like, actually, we have classes. So we have something called Hereafter Academy. Hereafter Academy teaches you some basic life skills. One is a farming class. Every night of the week, we have a different class. We also partner with other people. So we have a trust that people can get educated on. They can learn about trust and irrevocable versus revocable and private and land trust. And they can even purchase that through somebody that we work with. But we have these classes every night. So one night we'll have a farming class. One night we'll show you how to take the seeds that we send you. So every member here at the farms also gets seeds. So we send every member seeds because we don't just want people to buy land and live in the community. Not everybody's going to move to Georgia. Not everybody's going to buy land. Even if you are, that doesn't mean you know how to farm. So we want everybody to be on the same page mentally, not just be in the same physical space. So my brother, he's sharing all his knowledge because the more people know this, no man can rise higher than the people around him. The minister said that. It's impossible. So we all have to uplift one another, right? So through educating our people, we show people how to grow these seeds. We send them curated seeds. And then we have classes on Zoom with our farmers called Seed to Harvest, where people learn how to grow these plants in their house or in their backyard. We also have a homeopathy course where a woman teaches you how to be a doctor at home, how to heal yourself, how to take care of yourself and your family. What if there's an emergency? Plus, everybody don't trust the hospital. I know my mom didn't. So people need to know how to take care of themselves at home. With a tiny little home garden, you can literally grow medicine right there in your home. And you can break it down and treat it and put it on your children as needed right then at home. You just need to know how. That's it. We have another brother teaching disaster preparedness and disaster prep and survival training.
What he be talking about?
So he teaches you how to do the walkie-talkie. He teaches you how to
read.
Like how to program the walkie-talkie, how to keep them in a certain place for you and your family. I'm not the instructor, so don't ask me too many more
questions. I thought you took it.
So he teaches you how to program the walkie-talkie, how to put it in position, how to have a go bag, what to put in that bag, how to reorientate your mind to be ready for things that come up. Because a lot of us function and we know life is gonna go a certain way and we function well within a system that was designed for us. But once you try to break out of that system, sometimes things come up that's unexpected. So he trains you mentally on how to prepare for those unexpected things. Also, physically, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us that it's a mental component to every physical thing you see. So he first comes in the mind, and then he shows you where to go and buy. We don't sell the stuff. We ain't got Amazon links and nothing like that. We just tell the people what they need to take care of themselves and their families. And we also have a sister that teaches food prep. She shows you how to take food and can it, which is major. Food storage is major. It's a famine coming. There's a food shortage coming. I mean, you can take it or leave it. It's going to be difficult to find good, healthy food for you and your family in the very near future. This sister's teaching people how to can at home and how to store food, how to prep food, how to use food, and how to save food, and even how to reuse food. Goes through the whole cycle. Yeah.
What you mean reuse?
So you can
like leftovers? My mama mastered that. Don't tell me. My mama gonna be like, she ain't come up with it. That was me. No, I'm just saying.
We need to get her on the class. Zoom. Leftover Zoom.
Let this spaghetti up first. And right. The cheese melt
on top. Yeah.
Real. Don't talk too much about food, man. You
know? Nah, that's crazy, bro.
Nah, man, we just messing around, but we appreciate y'all coming through and kicking. You got some, you doing something in the metaverse?
Yeah, I'm building a world on
you. You ain't even tell me about the metaverse.
Is he supposed to talk about it? You didn't. No.
Yeah. Well,
because you looked at her like she did, she knew something. Yeah. She wasn't about to remember.
what I'm doing in the metaverse, man, a lot of people, when you put them, y'all ever had the Oculus on?
I got one, man. I'm scared of it.
Man,
it's
like a whole world, man. And I really can see that a lot of people are going to migrate there. It's a whole new way to interact. You know what I mean? So, like, literally, if I got the goggles on and you in a whole nother state, I can look like this and this is you. And then we talking back and forth. We can pull up a computer screen and work together in the workroom. But what I'm doing, I'm building a whole world on there where people will be able to literally come into my own museum, my own artwork, art museum, my own school right there in the metaverse. So you'll be able to come into class, sit in the desk, and literally see me teaching in class. And I'm going to be selling digital real estate in there. It's going to get to a point to where I got so many people in there where people are going to rent out a room. So like the same, I believe that digital real estate is going to be just as valuable as the physical real estate. So in physical real estate, it's valuable because it's limited, you know, 57,255,000 square miles of land. However, with the metaverse, it's like so many people are going there. The same way I will pay y'all to do an ad on y'all show because y'all got so many people there, I'm going to literally have buildings where you can go into the studio, you can go upstairs, you can do a podcast room, and it's going to be built out. So when you see it and you put the goggles on, you're going to feel like you're really walking through a whole entire world. So that's what I'm doing with the metaverse, man. It's going to be a whole world where people will be able to put businesses in there. And as they integrate the NFTs, I'll literally be able to have a mall in there where a mall can be built out. And we got different storefronts where y'all may have the 85 South Show in there, an NFT that's literally in there that they can buy and actually use.
Yeah, because they're going to have to wear some t-shirts when they're in there.
Yeah.
So y'all can sell those shirts as NFTs and
give me a comedy
put them
club.
Avatars on there.
There you go. Yeah. That's hard.
Man, I'm about to go ahead and put
on, man. You heard too much about it, man. I told him about that too.
Go ahead, put my Oculus on, man. Nah, man. We'll check out this literature, how to eat to live, and all of that.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to hit him with before we out of here?
No, man. That's it, man. I appreciate y'all for having us on the platform. My audience been blowing y'all up, tagging y'all.
Yeah, they have. I believe you told them to do it.
Yeah, I did. I said, man, tag them, man.
What I got to do to get on the 85 South Show? Who you got to know?
Hey, being it is, man. I don't got nothing, man. I am about to drop the digital real estate program again. Just to show people how to scale online. So again, digitalforreal.com. They'll really learn step by step how I did it, how I growed all my platforms, all the ones that got deleted, et cetera. And then, you know, of course, follow, you know, at Here at the Farms, and then just stay tuned for the world that I'm about to build. It's gonna be pretty dope. So we building a world physically, but for those who can't get out the house, we building a world up there in the metaverse as well, because I know y'all gonna be on it.
Yeah, man.
Well, there you have it, folks. Step your metaverse world up, and we out of here.
Hey, man. Thank you, bro.
Y'all appreciate like the y'all, evil man. Version of each other.
Y'all gonna have to do the face off.
They gonna play us in a movie. Hold up, we should walk off.
Right.
You stupid.
Yeah, when the money comes, we'll be like this.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with the AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.